Sermon, Partakers of the Divine Nature. Lodi, California, November 7, 1909. An address before the students and faculty of the Western Normal Institute, Lodi, California, by Mrs. E. G. White, November 7, 1909. I am glad to see so many before me this morning. I desire that every one of you shall be so related to God that everything you do here shall be done as viewing Him who is invisible. You can keep your minds fixed upon God. Every one of you must individually form a character after the divine similitude. I do not know how many of you have made a profession of Christianity, but I trust that while you are here as students, you will all give careful thought to this subject. You can choose whether you will have a hope that is confirmed in Jesus Christ, whether you will, during your attendance at this school, seek to prepare yourselves for the kingdom of God. In order to make it possible for you to have this advantage, Jesus Christ has given His precious life. If you do not avail yourselves of the privileges thus purchased for you, if through Christ you do not become partakers of the divine nature, you will, in the day of final reckoning, be found without excuse. Why do we have schools separate from the schools of the world? It is that our youth may receive an education in right lines, that they may understand what is involved in the great sacrifice that has been made in behalf of fallen humanity. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. And the believer in Christ becomes a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. As it has been presented to me, it is the purpose of our educational institutions to teach students how they may be partakers of the divine nature. This instruction is not to be passed by as of secondary importance. The value of the education received depends upon how the student relates himself to this subject. In our behalf, Christ has made a tremendous sacrifice. He laid aside His royal crown, He laid aside His royal robe, and came to this world, born of humble parentage. Many were not attracted by the humility of His life, and He was despised and rejected of men. He suffered persecution until at length He was crucified and died a shameful death. What does this mean to us? He came as the Savior of every sinner that will accept of the divine sacrifice. He united in Himself divinity and humanity, that He might be the connecting link between fallen man and the Father. But will men accept of the conditions? Who of you will become partakers of the divine nature? There should be no delay in accepting Christ. You will be subject to temptations here. There are brought together here many of various ideas and temperaments. You have come from homes where you have received different molds of thought and education. Unless you are partakers of the divine nature, there is danger that you will lead one another to forgetfulness of God. It were better for you to have your right hand cut off than that you should lead one soul in a wrong direction. In your education, seek for those principles that will help you to form the best possible characters in this life, thus fitting yourselves for the future, eternal life. Now I will read a portion of the first chapter of 2 Peter. Notice who are addressed. It is those who have obtained something. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 1. The righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, this is our dependence. Through the merits of Jesus, you can be made clean and white in character, if you consecrate yourself to Him, with a determined purpose that right here in this school, you will live a Christian life. You are now forming characters that will determine your future destiny, for life or for death. If there are those here that have never taken hold of Christ by living faith, I entreat of you to do this at the earliest possible moment, for you will suffer great loss if you neglect this. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How? Through your ignorance. Through your acting like the world. Through the knowledge. Now here is a knowledge that is worth more than silver or gold or precious stones. It is the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 2.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Verse 3. Then, if you are lost, you will be left without excuse. The time is coming when your parents, if they have purified their lives by obeying the truth, will come up to the gates of the city of God, and the gates will open before them. Are their children preparing to enter with them? If the parents have worked out their own salvation with fear and trembling, if they have, in the fear of God, tried to help their children, their work will be accepted. But perhaps their children have refused to be helped and have chosen to follow their own inclinations. Will you not, as young people, act in harmony with the knowledge that you have received and join the army of believers to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling? According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Verse 3. Every one of you is called. Will you obey the call? Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 4. If you try to fulfill the word, if you seek to do the will of God, you will have divine help. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, a virtuous character, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, in eating and in drinking, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, love. Verses 5 to 7. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verses 8 to 11. Here is a promise that is for every one of you. If you live on the plan of addition, adding grace to grace, you are growing up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and you may find in this promise an eternal life insurance policy. This is a promise that will stand the test. It is worth far more than any life insurance policy that can be purchased with money. It is a policy that has been provided by God Himself in giving His only beloved Son, that through belief in Him, through accepting of His great sacrifice, you may obtain everlasting life. Having gained the victory, you may enter in through the gates of the city of God and receive an immortal crown. Wherefore, says the Apostle, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Verse 12. Our profession of Christianity will not save us. We must be Christ-like. I desire that everyone in this school should form a character after the divine similitude, that you shall live upon the plan of addition, adding grace to grace. As you do this, you will be helping someone else. You will be giving an example that will be a help to those that are around you. You cannot afford to lose your interest in the great life insurance policy. There are here in this school young people of various character. There are some here of a light and trifling disposition, some who give very little heed to where they are standing spiritually. But we desire you to become decidedly in earnest in regard to your soul's salvation, for it means everything to you. And it means much to the school how you shall conduct yourselves. If you will determine to lay aside all folly, all vanity, and all frivolity, you will thus be helping to elevate this school to the position that God would have it occupy. You cannot afford to follow the inclinations of your own unconverted minds and not try to obtain the victory that has been made possible for you through the sacrifice of Christ. We trust that you may see the King in his beauty. You will doubtless have difficulties to meet, but these difficulties are allowed to come to you, that by overcoming them, you may be strengthened to take up the work of God. There is missionary work to be done by everyone connected with this school. Through the grace of God, we are to reveal that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Will you not, by living consistent lives, show that you are living on the plan of addition?
I feel an intense desire that you shall put away all frivolity. Study your Bibles. Read over and over the wonderful lessons that Christ has given to animate you, to strengthen you, and to aid you in spiritual growth. Why, it is a wonderful thing to escape the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Yet that is possible if you will comply with the conditions. It rests with you whether or not you will do it. You may have to face grave difficulties, but it is your privilege to be so grounded in the truth that not even the severest persecution can turn you aside from it. What we need is a daily, living experience in the benefits to be derived by obedience to God. We are to encourage faith, to live by faith. This is our privilege, and if we do, then it is not in vain that Christ laid aside his kingly honors and came to this world to suffer and die. He will look upon the purchase of his blood and will be satisfied. In that day the redeemed will cast their glittering crowns at the feet of their Savior, and all heaven will ring with songs of praise. May we all be partakers of the divine nature and be overcomers. I have tried to speak these words for your benefit, and now I will leave you to study this chapter for yourselves. May the blessing of the Lord rest upon you in the work you have to do, is my desire and prayer.